Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once play resumes, so best of five games will move on to the playoffs. And I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this series.
There's still so... I think this is the best way to give people the amount of hockey we expect with... you know, the time frame to be able to get ready for the 2020-21 season.
Well, the postseason is always the best, like, to watch. Like, during the regular season, you get a lot. It's like, oh, we'll get them next week.
Right.
Postseason, man, it's just...
you got to be on.
Oh, yeah.
Every single game.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this. And I don't think that there's any doubt that people came out in masses over Memorial Weekend, but especially in Scottsdale. Now, news reporters did reach out to the Scottsdale the Scottsdale mayor, and I'm laughing because of what he said. Now, they asked him what he thought of the images of the overpacked bars and restaurants that were clearly not enforcing social distancing.
Okay.
And now what he said was that it was, quote, disturbing. But what makes me laugh is in his press release, he also said that he would be going to discuss with the owners the importance of enforcing social distancing. Now, the reason why I find this funny is, to me, I feel like this is a parenting tactic that has been proven not to work. If it was important, like, you're basically going to go to them, wiggle your finger at them, and said, this was a no-no. We already know that social distancing needed to be enforced. But if you weren't going to enforce it the first time, what makes you think that going down there and wiggling your finger at these owners is going to change it for the next holiday weekend?
Shame. Shame on you.
Yes. Like, it should have been important the first time. And
totally.
I think repercussions, a plan for repercussions should have been put in place prior to letting people get out. Kane Brown's wife, Caitlin, is much more than just a pretty face and a mother to their daughter, Kingsley. In fact, before her and Kane got married, she was a recording artist herself. Kane Brown gave us a little tease on Twitter over the weekend that said a collaboration with Caitlin Brown was in the works. I am super excited. I think that they're going to complement each other really well. You can take us with you wherever you're headed. All you have to do is download the free radio.com app on your smartphone and search for Camel Country 107.9. I'm Cheyenne, and that's what's buzzing.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
Hey, Gunner.
Yeah.
What did the cake say to the fork?
What did the cake say to the fork?
You want a piece of meat?
Oh!
Waking on up, waking on up, the Phoenix sunshine.
Waking on up.
Gunner and Cheyenne on the radio. It's Camel Country.
Waking on up.
107.9.
Now I'm hungry for cake.
I'm always hungry for cake.
Gunner is spreading the love.
Aww. One call at a time.
This is...
I love you, man!
This is I Love You, Man. I call strangers on the phone somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with...
and I love you, man.
Will they say it back? Got a couple of car washes today.
Okay.
Here is a car wash in Utah.
Supersonic Car Wash is Bailey.
How long does it take for the car to get through on your, like, premium wash?
It only takes a couple minutes to go through the tunnel.
So you do kind of live up to the supersonic name. I like that.
Yep.
How late are you guys open till tonight?
The tunnel's open till 9. Our interior washes are open until 7.
All right, dig that. All right, sweet. I'll be by. Appreciate the info. Love you, man.
Yep.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you. Super awkward for the both of us.
That was really awkward.
Here is a car wash in Idaho. Here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, I got kind of an issue. So my water at my house has been turned off, and I was wondering if I'm able to walk through your car wash to take my shower.
Buddy, just go to a lake. Jump in it. Shampoo your head, man. That's a no-go, bud.
All right, man. I'll take your advice and jump in the lake. I appreciate it. I love you, man.
Hey, you can come over to my place and take a shower. $50.
$50. No, I'm good. I'll pass. But I love you, man.
I love you too, bud.
When I first heard him invite me over, I thought it was a date. Then he just wanted to make $50.
You can pay $50 to go shower at his house. You just pay your water bill.
That is I love you, man. Camel Country 107.9.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Valley's new country leader.
So, the Mississippi governor got pranked during a Facebook Live graduation ceremony. He was reading the names of the graduating seniors. Didn't notice somebody snuck in a fake name. I'm not going to say what it is. Because I could read it. I mean, it doesn't look like. But when you, it's one of those names where if you say it, like, I'll say the first name was Harry.
Okay.
Then the last name becomes something else. So did your class pull off or attempt to pull off a senior prank? Joey, class of 2009 out in Sierra Vista, what was the senior prank you guys pulled off?
Well, in the high school lobby, there is a large clock. It's a clock with some magnetic numbers on it to tell you the hour. And what my friends did, they told me about it at our senior barbecue. They took all the numbers off and replaced it with 09, because when you live in a military town, we go by military hours.
Right.
Military time zone. So, as a prank, we pulled off all the numbers and put 9 up there, so it read, 900 hours all day. The staff on the clock was broken.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good. 602-260-1079. You can also text us at 22108. What senior prank did your class pull off or attempt to pull off? Let you know. I don't know if it was the senior prank at my high school or what one individual did on the final day of school.
You called it the senior prank.
I'll tell you what it is coming up. Did your senior class pull off or attempt to pull off a senior prank in the past? Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Gunner and Cheyenne, the seniors this year, I mean, they lost out on that as well.
Yeah, they did.
You know, you lose out on a lot of things when they just cancel school. But kind of looking back in the past, when you graduated, did you guys attempt to pull off a senior prank? My class, 1999, well, I think we just adopted it as our own because the kid got away with it. But the way the school was laid out at Kent Lake High School, you could go in from one end and go straight on through to the other end.
Okay.
The guy worked it out with a couple of his buddies to hold the doors open on one end, doors open on the other one. He took his dirt bike right out through the school. I was kind of impressed.
That is impressive.
It really is.
That's some courage.
You know, I mean, could you consider that a prank?
I think it definitely falls in the realm of senior prank. It definitely isn't the magnitude of a lot of other places. My school, we didn't get to pull a senior prank because the administration said, if you attempt one, you will not walk at graduation. And I think the point behind it was I graduated with so many people who didn't understand boundaries and would have taken it way too far.
I think you're like almost in your mid-20s before you really grasp.
Yeah.
The consequences of things.
Exactly. So our consequence was you even think about it and you're not walking at graduation.
Teachers, administrators on edge.
Yes.
Every May and June. What's coming?
What's going to happen?
And then that principal just nipped in the bud.
Yep.
Nope, you're not walking.
Not at all.
Was it just the individual person, the entire class?
The entire.
Not walking.
If you were involved in it, you wouldn't. Like my older brother graduated 2 years before me, and they super glued quarters onto every keyhole in the school. So you could not get into the school without taking
poor janitor.
Yeah, exactly. So thanks to them, we had to suffer the consequences that they gave us.
Producer JP, did you guys ever try and pull off a senior prank?
No, but I'll tell you what. I saw a funny one of someone saying, I'll pay you $50 to face plant while they're doing the walk. So you hear their, And this girl just face plants on the grass. She goes, pay me that money.
Why not, right? What are they going to do at that point, right?
I know. There's nothing you can do.
Have you ever tried to, has your class pulled off or attempted to pull off a senior prank? You can text us at 22108 or give us a call at 602-260-1079. I Love You, Man. It's on the way. Did your class pull off or attempt to pull off a senior prank back in your graduating year? Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. It's a question that came off of a story we read. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves got pranked during a Facebook Live graduation ceremony this year. He was reading the names of the graduating seniors, didn't notice somebody snuck in a fake name.
Well, how would he notice? He's the governor. It's not like he knows the roster like the back of his hand.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah, like a principal would.
Yeah,
right?
You see it, you're gonna read it.
Okay, the name was Harry. I'm gonna spell last name.
Okay.
A Z C R A C. I have the audio. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Gavin Christopher Davis, Grayson Doss, Harry Ashcraft.
Have you ever pulled off a prank?
I mean, it's clever.
I mean, you look at the spelling of it, you're not thinking of how it sounds.
Right. You're Ron Burgundy. You're reading what's on the teleprompter.
I'm just reading what's in front
of me. Yeah. I mean, it's funny.
Yeah, Robert, his senior prank involves three pigs. All right.
Okay.
Robert, tell us about the prank, man.
So one of them was, it was about a month before school ended, we actually took and we went out and bought three pigs and painted 1, 2, and 4 on the side of the pigs and let them loose in the school.
On the pigs?
So they were looking for the third one?
Yep, exactly.
That's amazing. It's so good. I never would have thought about 1, 2, and 4.
No.
And then everybody's looking for 3.
Yeah, one of my buddies and I, we sat there and we were sitting there trying to think what we could do. So we started talking with a few other people and one of them had came up with the idea, so we all just kind of threw what money that we had together and went and bought the pigs.
How long did it take? Yeah, how long did it take for them to figure out the three that just was not there, non-existent?
So they searched around in the school for 3 days before somebody finally gave up.
Oh my gosh! They just think this pig didn't squeal, didn't make no mess, nothing.
They kept searching and searching and searching and could not find it.
Jeez.
I love it. 602-260-1079. Give us a text at 22108. Any pranks that you attempted to pull?
Here's what's buzzing in Camel Country.
Arizona senators might be under fire from some business owners, you guys. They took a vote yesterday while in session to abruptly end their legislative session. Now, there was a majority vote. It was 16-14. And this legislative session that they chose to end right away was a session that was halted back in March before when coronavirus outbreak started. And when they decided to halt, there was bills for coronavirus that were put on hold. So when they voted to abruptly end their session yesterday, they did not get to these coronavirus bills that back businesses. So at this moment in time, there's not going to be any changes or any bills that help businesses coming out of Arizona Senate right now because they just went, we're done. We're done right now. I don't know why. I don't get it, but that's basically what happened. Yeah, it is interesting. Today is going to be a historic day for space travel and Tesla CEO Elon Musk and his space program, which is called SpaceX. So today they are becoming the first commercial aerospace company that is sending humans into Earth orbit. Now, it's two NASA astronauts that are going to be sent to the International Space Station this afternoon out of Florida.
How's that different than NASA sending people up?
Because SpaceX is commercial. It's not...
Okay, commercial's the
keyword.
Yeah,
so commercial is the key word there. Because the big idea behind SpaceX is to send people into space, just like you and me. I mean, I can't afford it.
Are they the ones that were trying to offer that one-way trip to Jupiter or some planet?
I think so.
You know? Yeah.
Yes, I think so. So this is the first step in...
See all the 67 moons around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Men are from Jupiter. Mars, women go to Venus kind of thing. Yeah, so this is... is the company that is for that. So they do expect to launch today at 1:33. Again, it's out of Florida, and you can watch it live on TV. And I don't think that there's any doubt that Luke Combs is well on his way to being one of the greats. He continues to break records. Done to Me is no different. It is officially his 8th consecutive number one song. If you want more of the story, you can just head to camel1079.com. If you're headed to the river, the mountains, or even to the gym, you can take us with you. All you got to do is tap on that free radio.com app. I'm Cheyenne, and that's what's buzzing on Camel Country 1079.
Some of these pranks that seniors pulled their senior year, you know, years ago, some of them are a little bit of a stretch. We'll see. Let me read you this one.
Okay.
Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. You can always text us at 22108. Text from Taylor says, I am from Washington State, and our high school was outside. So the seniors of my freshman year gave all the birds laxatives, so they were just pooping on everyone all day.
That doesn't really surprise me.
How are you gonna give them all laxatives?
You put a bunch of like bird seed out, like birds feeding stations, and then you would just mix it in. I mean, I'm not surprised that is something that somebody did. I think it's horrible, absolutely
funny,
horrible.
Though, they really did.
But that is quite hilarious. And also, I've never heard of a high school being outside, so that's also interesting.
Well, my junior high was outside. Yeah, I mean, you'd think, like, Washington State.
Your junior high was outside?
Yeah, it was weird.
On the west side of Washington, always rains?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You think Washington State, you think there's not enough nice weather to have an outdoor school. But, I mean, it was covered.
Uh-huh.
But it was like the wall to the outside wasn't there.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Matson Junior High, if you know.
I'm from Washington State, and I've never heard of these places. Yeah. It's so weird.
Kelly is from Mesa. She went to high school in Mesa. What was your senior prank, Kelly?
So we had a teacher that, you know, a science teacher. He wants us to keep all kinds of lab notes. So we had this binder of, you know, all kinds of lab notes and other notes that we took in class and things like that. So he said... it's the last day of school, we decided, you know, we don't need these notes anymore. One of the kids said, hey, let's crumple all these notes up out of this binder and throw them all in the teacher's office. And so we did. By the end of the day, this poor teacher was wading through like 3-4 feet of paper.
I just imagine the door opening up and all these little balls of paper just come flooding out.
Well, it was so funny, and it's like he didn't even like bat an eye. He was just like, you know, better clean up at the end of the day, and we did. But it was like, you know, we had several classes by the end of the day that had, you know, joined in, and it was pretty great.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. It's good stuff. Did you guys any repercussions from that at all, or no?
No, I miss him, man. Yeah. Kay Miller at Heritage Academy. He was the best science teacher ever. Most teachers probably would have been mad, but he just rolled with the punches. So
I feel like all science teachers are like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
Hey, Gunner.
Yeah.
What do you call two guys hanging on a window?
What do you call two guys hanging on a window?
Kurt and Rod.
Kurt and Rod.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Valley's new country leader.
A lot of great cities all over the Valley, but which one is the best city in Arizona? It's Camel
Reign
Country.
Supreme.
What's that?
Reigns supreme.
Which one? Reigns supreme.
Yeah.
Guy on Instagram named Matt Shirley. He polled his followers. All right?
For how the many best followers?
City. 378,000.
Okay.
Now, he asked that for the best city in each state.
Okay.
Okay? So, as far as how many people of Arizona responded, I don't have that breakdown. Could have been 10 people.
Right.
For all we know. But he says the best city in Arizona is Flagstaff.
Okay.
It is beautiful up there. I made a nice little leisurely Sunday drive a few weeks ago with the
family.
It's beautiful up there.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But Sedona was gorgeous driving through that.
That was my first thought, too. If you're going to compare Sedona to Flagstaff, I think Sedona wins.
But I'm also a big fan of East Mesa,
where I reside.
We live out there for a reason.
I mean, Power, you head out into the mountains. The other side of Power, head on over to Target. I mean, what?
I mean, what more could you ask for?
What city?
Best of both worlds.
What city in Arizona would you consider the best? Give us a call, 602-260-1079. You can also text us at 22108. What is the best city in Arizona? Here's an opportunity for you to stand up for your city. Be your ambassador.
Represent.
If your city has a wiener schnitzel and that's why it's your favorite, hey, why not?
You really like the Jamba Juice on the corner?
Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunner in Cheyenne. Some dude on Instagram, Matt Shirley, posted a graph as to the best cities in each state. All 50 states have the best city. For the best city in Arizona was Flagstaff. Worst city, he says, is Mesa. Why? I don't know. I enjoy East Mesa. I have no gripes.
I enjoy East Mesa, but I will tell you, I've been spending a lot of time in Gilbert, and I would have to go with Gilbert. When I move, I'll probably move to Gilbert.
They were, what was I watching? It was on DIY. They were the pool masters, the guys that come and redo your pool.
Yeah.
They did a pool in Gilbert not long ago.
Oh, really?
And they were showing like downtown Gilbert and the water tower and stuff. That looked awesome.
It's Gilbert is absolutely beautiful.
I want a water tower. I want a water tower town.
Yeah, I want one of those.
You can text us to 22108. What do you think the best city in Arizona is? Lake Havasu is a text that came in. Queen Creek. It is beautiful out there in Queen Creek.
I love the landscape out there.
Everything's like brand new. Like you go down like the strip there, like you're heading out to Rodeo Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Uh-huh.
Brand new Target, brand new all this on the left and the right. I like that.
It looks
that.
Fancy.
Yeah. Cave Creek, texted in.
It is. When you think, for me, when the opportunity came to move, my vision of desert living was Cave Creek. Yeah. Like, the landscape out there is everything you expect desert living to be. I love it.
You can text us at 22108, best city in Arizona. People are hitting us up on Facebook.
Kelly says that Globe, it has a great history, great food, and great people.
Never been to Globe. I see the sign.
Yeah. I use it to get home.
Because of the 60,
the direction,
right?
Yeah. Melinda said that every city in Arizona has positive attributes, but she's going to agree with Flagstaff. Let's see here. Chris says Sedona. Emerald says Maricopa. And... another Flagstaff. People agree with Flagstaff. Yeah.
Sedona. A lot of those coming in on text, too.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous out there. I mean, I went and visited Flagstaff a few weeks ago, just checking out the area, did a little Sunday drive, went through Sedona. It was just gorgeous.
I had a friend who was up there golfing last weekend, and the pictures that I saw, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. 22108 is our text number. On the way here in about 6 minutes or so, America's Got Talent was on yesterday. And of course they always have the stories that kind of just make you all warm and fuzzy.
Wouldn't be reality TV without it.
There was a guy that's saying they just blew everybody away. I'll tell you a story in 6 minutes. Hang on. I couldn't imagine being in jail for 37 years for something that you never, for a crime you never committed.
I couldn't imagine being in jail for 37 seconds.
Oh, jeez. It's Campbell Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. A lot of texts, a lot of calls coming in on Best City in Arizona. We're going to get to that covered up. Also, Masterpiece Theater on the way. The premiere of America's Got Talent was last night on NBC. Sofia Vergara, one of the new judges.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right next to Heidi Klum and Simon Cowell and Howie Mandel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I love you, Howie. You are so bald.
By the way, Howie being like a total germaphobe, man, this whole coronavirus has just got to be something else for him.
I know.
But a guy named Archie Williams sailed on through with four yeses yesterday. He sang a song, and yeah, he spent 37 years in prison for something he didn't, for a crime he didn't commit, and it was DNA that released him. 37 years ago, they didn't have the technology.
Right.
Now the DNA released him, and...
Wow.
Do you get, like, money from the city or something like that, like, when that happens?
I don't know. I don't have any idea.
Just so much of your life lost out on, you know, because of a
your entire
accusation.
Life. Yeah. That's a huge chunk.
But here he is right here singing a song called Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. All right, here we go.
Peace up.
My name is Archie Williams.
Then where are you from, Archie?
I'm from Louisiana.
I was just incarcerated for 37 years for somebody else's crime.
Ooh. Right.
DNA freed me.
Don't let the sun go down on me. Although I search myself, there's always someone else I see. I just allow a fragment of your life to wander free.
Yeah, four yeses, man. Sailing them right on through.
I yesed him. I liked the growl.
The video package showed him singing a lot in jail, too.
Oh, I bet.
So, that's pretty cool. Senior salute from the Marine Corps in Sanderson Ford.
Brewer Peel, graduating from Westwood High School. Congratulations, Brewer. You couldn't have done it without me. Just kidding. I'm beyond proud of you. Love you to pieces, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, Brewer! Senior salutes, 30 past pretty much every single hour. If you have a senior in your life you would like to be a part of our senior salute, text the word grad to 22108. Well, according to an Instagram with a guy named Matt Shirley, he says the best city in Arizona is Flagstaff. But what do you think the best city in Arizona is? It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Get text us at 22108. Lots of texts coming in. Don in Sun Lakes says, I have to agree that Gilbert is beautiful, a little expensive, but it is a growing city. I think if I ever move from Sun Lakes, it will be to Gilbert.
Nice. See, we're all on that move to Gilbert train. I like it.
Text on the 480, Globe.
Okay.
Or Prescott.
I haven't been to Prescott yet.
Goodyear was texted in.
Okay.
Apache Junction, country living at its finest.
That's true. I mean, it is country living out there.
Now, Apache Junction, I think I went out there to Hobby Lobby, I think.
You went to Apache Junction to go to Hobby Lobby?
You go out past like Superstition Springs, right? And you just head out that towards the mountains?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go to Hobby Lobby in Mesa?
Where's that one at?
In Mesa?
Thanks. Never would have guessed that one, Cheyenne.
Oh, no.
Where?
It's like when your kids ask you where you are and you're like on a road. I don't know.
But it's not off power or anything, right? I didn't drive by it.
I don't know. I just know there's one out there somewhere.
Let's see. 602-260-1079. Hi, Lee.
Hey.
Hey, tell us about Cave Creek. Rave about Cave Creek for us for a few seconds here.
I'll tell you, man, Cave Creek is awesome. It's cowboys and bikers. Where else can you go to a bar? And in the back in the patio, you got bull riding.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome.
Where are you from, man?
I'm from Chicago. Can you tell?
Yeah, we got that accent.
I know. That's what they say. I've been out here about 4.5 years and love it, love it, love it.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Lee. Lisa, rave about Surprise a little bit for us.
You know what? It's out kind of away from everywhere. It's very quiet, very peaceful, and the neighbors are great. So,
hey, Lisa, does Surprise have a lot of surprises?
Absolutely. Try telling somebody when they ask you what your city is. You'll say Surprise, and they'll know, no, really?
You have to say it like that, right?
Like, yeah, you're there just for that. It's like a built-in dad joke.
Yeah, you're on the phone with a customer service rep. You know, like, what city? Surprise!
Exactly.
You have to say it like that.
Exactly. And then they say, excuse me, can you repeat that?
Surprise!
Yeah, I'll repeat it again in 3, 2, 1. Surprise!
Surprise!
Masterpiece Theater is next. We got a text from the 480. There's the Hobby Lobby in Mesa is at Greenfield and Baseline.
Yeah, exactly. So just, there. Right
in
there.
Mesa.
I told you.
In Mesa. It's Campbell Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Ketter and Cheyenne. Thanks so much for having us on this morning. This is Masterpiece Theater. Cheyenne and JP will act out a scene from a popular movie. Be the first to identify the movie, and you will earn yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime. You can do whatever you want with that 12 seconds. You can sing, you can hum, you can shout somebody out. We just have three simple rules.
No swearing, no slandering, and don't be offensive.
And action.
Trash?
No, toys. They're all toys.
Trash.
No. That's the trash. These are your friends. What is it with you and trash?
It's warm.
Ew.
It's cozy.
I guess.
And safe. Like somebody's whispering in your ear. everything's going to be okay.
Wow. I heard you have not seen this movie.
I have not seen this movie.
How have you not seen this movie?
Because I heard it was going to make me cry, and I'm just not, if I start crying, I don't stop anymore. So I have not watched it.
Right. Send that to North Phoenix. Good morning, Alicia.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Very well, thank you.
So what movie was that, Alicia?
Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4! Yeah!
Forky!
Yeah, Forky. Love Forky. How have you never seen Toy Story 4? You have Disney Plus. You have a kid that watches it every day.
I know, because I know it's going to make me cry, and I really like 1 through 3, and I just didn't want it to ruin it, and if I start to cry, I'm not going to stop, and it's just, it's going to be a wreck.
Alicia,
so I don't.
Alicia, what did you think of Toy Story 4?
I liked it. The first one is still my favorite, but I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, you can't doubt and go away for the OG.
Exactly.
You know, the original.
I'm all about the OG.
Yeah, all about the OG. All right, Alicia, you've earned yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime. Talk about whatever you want. Shout anybody out. Whatever you want to do, we just have three rules.
Don't be offensive, no slandering, and no cursing.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. 12 seconds, starts now.
All right, hey, everybody. I just want to give a huge shout-out to all the teachers this school year, especially those at Paradise Valley High School, Vista Verde Middle School, and Campobello Elementary School. And I really hope to see you guys in the classroom next year. I don't know how we ever did this without our kids in the classroom with you.
So you're a teacher then?
I am not a teacher. Oh. I have a high schooler, a middle schooler, and an elementary schooler.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Oh, so you just you appreciate the teachers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
On a whole new level now.
Definitely.
I love it. Alicia.
A lot harder than it looks.
Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for calling. Have an amazing day, okay?
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye. All right. Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Cutter and Cheyenne, thanks so much for having us on this morning. Heating up today. Sunshine, 108 today, 109 tomorrow, 111 on Friday. And be careful. We got that excessive heat warning. Keep an eye on your neighbors. Make sure everybody's all right. You know,
check on older folk.
Yeah. It is Wednesday. Every Wednesday at about this time, it is time for JP's birthday song of the week. It all started with Mother's Day when he was writing original songs for moms on Mother's Day, singing them curbside, socially distanced in front of their house. Now with the birthday song of the week, he writes a custom birthday song for you and sings it for you live on the radio.
And we got a text from Mickey in Phoenix, sent a text to 22108. Please do a birthday song for my boss, mentor, and friend, Neil. He's the toughest, strongest, most loving man I've ever known. You got it.
You tell me when to hit the button here, man.
Oh, man. Okay. We're doing this live. It always makes me nervous. Okay, hit the button.
All right.
Oh, we got some Dolly Parton.
Oh, I love it.
Let's have some fun. He could have played ball, been a mathematician, but no, instead. Neil's a mortician. He hates vegetables, all kinds. Ask his wife. Wears a white dress shirt. His nickname is Chief. Has a Coors Light with breakfast. Don't give him no grief. He's been doing his unusual job for the last 40 years. He works on dead guys. What a way to make a living. Has funeral homes he directs. I'm not fibbing. And he'll lose his mind if you do this one thing. Don't feed him no broccoli. He'll go crazy and throw a fit. Working on dead guys. Had a mustache that was awesome, but he shaved it off. He got that big promotion. Neil wears heated socks because his feet are always cold. And he is a sweet guy. He knows how to console. Happy birthday, Neil!
I love how detailed the description came in at. Heated socks? I mean, wow.
That was hard to get in, man.
He works on dead guys.
Yeah, he works on dead guys. So good. JP's birthday song of the week. Nicely done, man.
Happy birthday. Fire, 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 fire.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.